Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins.
His mercy endureth forever.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. May stand or kneel. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in thy will and walk in thy ways to the glory of thy name. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And with us.
Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from thy ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of thy word, Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee and the Holy Spirit liveth and reigneth, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Reading from the book of Genesis. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, look toward the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord. And the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of Chaldeans and give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, bring me a heifer, 3 years old, a female goat, 3 years old, a ram, 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these things and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other, but he did not cut the birds in two. And when birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking firepot and a flaming torch passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. This is the word of the Lord. We shall read Psalm 27 this morning in half verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom then shall I fear?
The Lord is my light, of whom then shall I be afraid?
When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh,
it was they, my foes, and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell.
Though an army should encamp against me, and though war should rise up against me,
yet I trust in you.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life,
to behold the fair beauty of the Lord,
and to see him in his temple.
For in the day of trouble he shall keep me safe in his shelter. Even now he lifts up my head. Therefore I will offer in the dwelling in oblation with sounds of great gladness. Hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I call. You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Hide not your face from me.
Nor turn away your servant in displeasure.
You have been my helper. Cast me not away.
Do not forsake me, for God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me,
the Lord will sustain me.
Show me your way, O Lord.
Lead me on the level path because of my enemies.
Deliver me not into the hand of my adversaries. What if I had not believed that I should see the goodness of the Lord?
In the land of the living.
O tarry the Lord's pleasure. Be strong, and he shall comfort your hearts.
Wait patiently for the Lord.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be comforted to the body of his glory by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. This is the word of the Lord.
Still.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me, 'Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Please be seated. You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. St. Augustine wrote those familiar words, familiar to many of us, in his Confessions, our 13-volume autobiography, at the turn of the 5th century. It brims with meaning for us Christians. "You have made us for yourself," reminds us that it is God's act and not our own that has brought us into being. And that creative act flowed freely from God through God's own wishes. Our restless hearts call out to us repeatedly, manifested either by a kind of impatience we don't fully understand, maybe I should speak for myself, or bouts of feeling out of place in the world. We have a sense of knowing that in the end our true rest will be with God, though we have no idea what form that will take, only that it will be relief from everything that troubles us in this life. When we pray that one who has died will rest in peace, has as much to do with peace beyond our understanding as it does with resting in any way we know about rest. All this came to mind when I read that line from Paul's letters to the Philippians, "Our citizenship is in heaven." And then again, just now, as we were reading the psalm together, verse 5, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever, all the days of my life." Well, that line from Paul started me thinking about where we are truly at home, which led me to Augustine's declaration. It's a bold statement that, like Augustine's, packs in much more significance than can be held in its five words. Citizenship strikes a resounding note in today's world. Jim Dyke said to me after the Wednesday evening session, our Lenten series on the collects, and I hope I don't misquote him too badly, something along the lines of how incredible it is that this far into the 21st century, there are still brutes in the world who can do what Putin is doing in Ukraine. The Ukrainian people are courageously fighting to defend their homeland, the place where they can feel safe and live in as much peace as the world has to offer. And yet, there it is. In Putin and his thugs, though subhuman and comes to mind, and certainly inhumane, that desire to have more power, more territory, more satisfaction of the pride of sin by taking from others what is theirs, including their freedom and their very lives. As I said to Jim, it's incredible to me that this far into the evolution of the human species, we evidently still think the best way to resolve differences is by waging war against each other, killing each other in wholesale fashion. It is particularly alarming when we spend resources and lives and money and water and on this methodical killing of each other, resources we could otherwise direct toward eradication of illness, hunger, and homelessness, just to name a few. There's that word again, home. Altogether, it sounds like a truly Lenten theme. In our collect, we pray for God to be gracious to those who have gone astray from God's ways. You know, every week I print out the readings in the collect so that I can start thinking about what I'm going to say on Sunday morning and mark them up. And by gone astray from thy ways, I wrote in the margin, so everybody? It's all of us. Because there we have it on this second Sunday in Lent, our common failing to follow God's ways unerringly. Putin is putting all of this on the world stage, utter disregard for human life and dignity, absence of concern for the most vulnerable, condoning, no, directing the killing of regular citizens, including children and patients in hospitals. And it is fitting that we should be directing money from our own pockets, you and I, toward food and shelter and clothing for the victims of these horrors. There's a form in the back of the bulletin today that tells you how to do that if you haven't already. It is also appropriate, and yes, I get the irony of this in light of my anti-war comments just seconds ago. Appropriate that our nation and others are contributing in various manners to the military defense of the Ukrainian people. While events in that part of the world have galvanized our attention on human cruelty in the most despicable terms, we might also use this moment to look inward as well. Where and when we are willing to place our own needs and wishes above those of others. The point, and I say this every Lent, I think, The point is not to find something to feel guilty about and then just wallow in our guilt. That serves absolutely no purpose in God's will, in God's world, except maybe to awaken us that first moment of recognition. Finding where we've gone astray, in the words of the collect, serves a purpose only insofar as it moves us toward changing behavior and attitudes. Notice I said behavior first. Sometimes the attitudes have to follow. We don't have to be power-hungry despots in order to benefit from this introspection. As a matter of fact, despots and would-be emperors seem to be immune to that practice, as long as they're despots and would-be emperors. We, though, by God's grace, right there in the collect, by God's grace, believe and pray that we can be brought again with penitent hearts to hold on to God's unchangeable truth, the truth of God's constant and never-ending love for us. And then also, by God's grace, our restless hearts find their rest in God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please stand for the creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with the prayers of the people. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, Michael, our priest, Jeannie, our missionary, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer the holy sacraments. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And to all the people, thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
We We beseech thee also to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this land and every land, especially Joseph, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand and all thy works, that rejoicing in the whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we most humbly beseech thee, O thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those in this transitory life who are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially Justin, Amelie, Carol, Jordan, Jim, Anne, John, Sarah, Greg, Karen, Larry, Alan, Carol, Janet, Linda, Maureen, Jill, David, John, the Degatier family, Martha and family, and the people of Ukraine. And with thy servants who serve in the military, Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And with all those who travel this week, especially Carol and Jim Weathers, and with all who mourn the deaths of their loved ones, and we also bless thy holy name for thy servants departed in this life in faith and fear, especially Van Houten, Neil West, Sid Gervais Priest, and all who have died from the coronavirus, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us so to follow the good examples of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray in thanksgiving, especially for all those who have celebrated their anniversaries and birthdays this week, especially Elizabeth and Bill Drake, Kristen and George Hicken, and Victoria Bailey.
And here I invite your own prayers, silently or aloud. We pray for RG, for peace in God's world. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Notice you didn't hear me complaining about the length of the piece this morning. So wonderful to be together to share God's peace. Grant, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. I hope I remember that tone. We're far away from that. But I told Grady before we began, we're covered this morning. People will say, oh, it's been so long, they'll forget how this goes. And some of us have. So I wanted to tell you, not even. For communion this morning, I'll stand in the middle with the host. RG will be at this end with a chalice, and Rachel will be at that end with a chalice. So after you receive the host from me, go to whichever end is yours and receive by intinction, carefully dunking only the host and not your fingers into the wine. It bears saying. Now Grady's going to wash my hands in the ablutions, and then I'm going to hear that tone again. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, because through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and singing. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All glory be to thee, Almighty God, our heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me. Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make. having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this, our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father, almighty world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lamb of God that taketh presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favoring goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Keep this, your family, Lord, with your never-failing mercy, that relying solely on the help of your heavenly grace, they may be upheld by your divine protection through Christ our Lord. I know you thought I'd left, but this is where we're doing announcements now. And I would do them from back there, except I like for the people at home on Zoom to hear as well. So for the time being, this is how I'll do it. It also makes me say, okay, you're standing up, so I'll be quick. Come to coffee hour. Today it's coffee only. We're just getting back into the swing of things. But it's coffee. No, it's not coffee only. It's mostly getting together. And there's coffee. Okay, I'll try to make this brief. Wednesday evening, the second session of the Lenten series will be led by Karen and or David Leach, because I'm going to the Bob Dylan concert. I didn't just decide that. My wife gave it to me as a present months ago, and Wednesday evening, I said, sure, Wednesday evening, of course, not thinking of where we would be at that point. So Karen and David have graciously agreed to do that. Any errors in what they say are because I gave them some information. Everything that's wonderful is entirely their own. Another incentive to come to coffee hour is that there are bushels of stale coffee that you can take home to use as mulch in your gardens. That's not what we made coffee with this morning, just so you know. But we need to get rid of the old stuff. And I think that's it, unless some of you have an announcement that you'd like to make. Yes, ma'am, Cecile. Oh, sign up for Easter Lilies with Nancy Hoyce. Are directories back there?
Yes,
they are. New directories are in the narthex. So you can look up Nancy Hoyce's email address and tell her that you'd like to give an Easter Lily and what for. And I'm going to leave now. I'm going to go. I haven't said the dismissal yet. I'm going to trust that the people online can hear me or they get the gist of it. They've been there before. This way I can beat you out of the church, too. So, here I come.
Well, I'm probably sponsoring. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.